You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, a lot of like tourism adverts kind of popping up on TV. I was watching TV last night. There was one for Gold Coast that kept popping up.
Where the bloody hell are you?
It wasn't that.
We'll bring it back.
Maybe we should. I don't know.
Throw another shrimp on the barbie.
But Simo, Somewhere has released a brand new promotional video in order to boost tourism now that kind of COVID's sort of, we're sort of getting back to normal.
Well, Kylie Minogue, didn't she do one for Australia that got pulled recently?
Yeah, I think she... Well, that was before the whole outbreak started. Her, Adam Hills, and a whole lot of other Aussie celebs got paid a fortune to do one, and I think it was running for like a month, and then the pandemic happened.
Yeah, right.
Well, Simo, Wuhan, the place where COVID-19 obviously all started, has now released a brand new promotional video in order to boost tourism.
Oh dear.
I've got the details of it here. The video created by the Wuhan Culture and Tourism Bureau is titled Let's Meet in Wuhan and showcases the city's best attraction, filled with smiling faces and inspirational scenes.
Okay, so you've got it here.
Yes, and I've got it there, so you can play it from your computer over there.
Mm-hmm.
Go all for right. it. We should say there's no talking or anything. It's just this music for like 3.5 minutes, accompanied with like picturesque scenes of Wuhan and surrounds.
Okay.
So, you can see. Well, what? So we've got the town there, a ferry. Talk us through what you're seeing.
There's a cello. There's a plane.
There's a very loud plane.
There's a painting. There's a building. There's a phone. There's a climbing wall. There's a door.
There's
a sailing boat.
There's all the things you can get up to in Wuhan. It's quite a nice ad because there's
there goes the plane again.
Plane's back. But there's all the temples and all that sort of stuff. So it looks quite a nice promotional video just judging off that.
Absolutely.
Would you be...
A lot of stairs. Hell of a lot of stairs.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted watching it. There's a canoe.
Would you be, interested in, after watching this, booking a little weekend getaway?
Interestingly, there's no wet markets in this.
Yes, I was going to mention that.
I didn't see one pangolin.
I know, interesting that. They got the ferry, they got the temples, they got canoe. They forgot about the wet markets.
Yep.
Come and try the Wuhan wet markets. No, let's not.
See, I'd be making, their sports teams now. You know, when you have mascots over in Wuhan, they should get a pangolin outfit.
Yeah.
For their local sport.
For the Wuhan soccer team.
It's worth mentioning as well, we sent Guy Sebastian over there to Wuhan before the pandemic.
Did we?
Yeah, he was over there promoting, speaking of like promoting a region, because I think Wuhan, and I reckon it might even be Adelaide, are like sister cities.
Are they?
Yeah, and so Guy was over there.
If they are, Adelaide is staying very quiet about that. All of us, Adelaide not mentioning that recently.
So Guy was over there mentioning that he had a new song, which, funnily enough, was Let Me Drink. And then he went to...
Well, it's not Let Me Eat Pangolin, so it's fine.
Well, actually, we don't know. I haven't been really thorough with the verse. The chorus is catchy.
I mean, if the verse says, oh, let's have some pangolin and bat soup, I mean, I doubt that's what Guy is singing.
He's like, I want a catchy song. Well, we didn't get a catchy song. We got
something else that was catchy.
Yeah. So, and he did mention he visited the wet markets, did Guy Sebastian?
Oh, did he?
So maybe they should have got him and a pangolin mascot in their Wuhan advertising.
Look, I mean, it probably wouldn't have done very well, but admittedly... No ad would probably... They could have got David Hasselhoff in this ad and everyone's kind of like, yeah, I'm looking at the ad and going, well, I might holiday somewhere else.
He's always your go-to, is the Hoff.
Yeah, the Hoff or Mark Philippoussis.
Just him there with a cup of Hoff chocolate sitting in Wuhan, in the Wuhan wet markets.
Eating a pangolin. Not again, Hoff!
Simo and Jordan.
It's Simo and Jordan with you and welcome to the test.
No.
Welcome to your exam, Jordan. Please take a seat. You can only use 2B pencils in this exam. I don't want to see any biros. I don't want to see a HB, 4B or a 6B pencil in this building.
So only 2B, not 2B.
That's correct.
Thank you. Shaggy.
So, you're all set? You ready?
Well, by the fact that I have holding my hand a green highlighter, which can only be described as not a 2B pencil.
Well, let's be honest, that wasn't on the list, so I think you're fine.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. Okay.
All right.
So, I wish my actual exams were like this.
What I have in front of us is a year three test.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to see how you go. The test that I have is from Mira. Now, she's a young girl. She passed it with flying colours.
Wonderful.
Okay. Question one. There are 8 birds on a branch. There are 3 birds on another branch. How many birds are in the tree?
Okay, well, if there are 8 on a branch and then yep. 3 on another branch,
mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that both branches are on the same tree.
Yes, they are. Yep, that's all the information you have to work on.
That would make 11.
Good, good, good. Yes, you get yourself a little ding there, Jordan.
Okay, sweet. Okay. Thank you.
Question two. There are 8 fish in the pond. 7 fish swam away. How many are left in the pond?
Well, they can't swim out of a pond.
Good one.
There's nowhere else to go.
Maybe they got in some kind of puddle.
they thought, this lovely pond. Not for me. I'm going to go with that crappy little puddle over there.
8 fish, 7 swam away. How many are left together?
Well, 8 fish, 7 swam away. So there's 1 left in the pond.
All right. Your final. Actually, that's another ding. Your final question, don't look at the answers, little cheat. you little cheat.
Simo, as crazy as it sounds, I could do 8 subtract 7 in my head without looking at the answers.
All right, Jane has 12 crowns. This is the big one.
What's Jane doing with 12? How did she get 12 crowns?
All right, and Kim has 7 crowns.
Okay.
How many more crowns does Susan have than Kim?
Susan? Where does Susan come from?
There you go. Yeah, you get that's full marks for you, Jordan. Well played.
Thank you. I'm smarter than a year 3 exam.
So what happened is there was a misprint on a school test in year 3.
Okay.
All of the kids got question 3 wrong except for Mira because the question was Jane has 12 crowns, Kim has 7. How many more does Susan have than Kim?
Oh, so all the kids just saw 12, 7. Okay, we'll work that out, which would be 5.
Yeah, exactly. So Mira's written, who is Susan? well done, Mira. Well done.
Well done.
I've got none of us will ever know how many crowns Susan ever had.
No, none of us will ever know why Jane had so many.
But let's be honest. If Susan has more than Jane, questions need to be asked.
I do love these kind of questions that we all got in school.
Yeah.
Kind of because they're the most preposterous thing ever. Like, I remember one of mine. It was like, Martin has 324 sandwiches. But Jack only has 256. and it's like, how much more does Martin have than Jack? And I'm like, why does Martin have so many sandwiches? Martin, what are you doing with so many sandwiches?
So was it Martin and Jack?
Yeah.
So Martin's got 324 and Jack's got...
It was like 200 and something.
Oh, okay, right. Neither of them are hungry.
I know. Well, that's, I was kind of looking at this question going, okay, I know it's a basic math question. You have to work it out and all that sort of stuff. But, I mean, why do they have so many sandwiches? Even Jack, who in this situation has the least amount of sandwiches. He is the dunce of people with sandwiches. Even he's got 200 plus, which is more sandwiches than anyone would ever see in their life.
The teacher's looking down Jordan's test, looking at the answer, and it says... What's on them? What's on the sandwiches?
Look, might have written, were they salami or ham and cheese?
I'm interested.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And birthday parties, they can sometimes get a little out of hand.
Yeah.
Do you keep a parent around?
not nowadays.
Okay, when did you stop doing that? Just out of interest.
Oh, you know, when you become an adult and you're just like, yeah, Mum, you probably don't have to come to my, 22nd birthday party. It's fine.
Really? I still like to get the folks and family involved.
I prefer they don't look at me because then they get ashamed of my behaviour.
I think that's a really good example of you and your birthday parties.
I'm not denying that.
A bit wild, Jordan.
I'm not denying that.
I think you just wish they were wild.
Yeah.
Wishful thinking. How about this for a birthday party that got well out of hand?
Mm-hmm.
3 men to celebrate a birthday. They kidnapped a turkey from a zoo and took it to a beach and drank vodka with the turkey.
Okay, explain that again.
So police have arrested 3 men for stealing a turkey from a private zoo.
Gotcha.
And then feeding it vodka at the beach to celebrate a birthday.
Okay, first question. How crap is that zoo?
Well,
I mean, you go to a zoo, you expect to see lions and, giraffes and meerkats and all this sort of stuff, and here's our turkey enclosure. It's like, oh, come on.
Have you seen a turkey lately?
Well, I mean, on the dinner plate, yes.
Yeah, but have you seen a turkey lately?
No.
Have you ever seen a smashed turkey?
What, like
on vodka?
What, you mean a drunk turkey? Well, no.
Yeah. Okay, well, there you go.
No, I haven't, and I'm pretty sure that's animal cruelty. In fact, I'm 100% sure.
I'm just saying, I don't know if the turkey did it of their own volition or not.
Hmm. Well, I mean, were they drinking the vodka and the turkey wasn't? They were just, they had their arm around the turkey or something.
So the escapade occurred early Wednesday last week. Now, I'll have you know that I won't let you slag off this private zoo. They did have security camera footage.
Okay.
Which shows that...
Did they have maybe a security guard who could have stopped this?
So they had three men dressed in black breaking into the mini zoo and capturing the turkey.
Right.
The men are aged between 30 and 40, so old enough to know better.
Mm-hmm.
And they took the bird then to a seaside resort.
Okay.
And lived it up.
Okay.
Upon arriving at the train station, it's worth mentioning the train station. So this happened in Latvia.
Wait, they took the turkey on a train?
Yeah, they took it on a train.
Surely the conductor or the person checking tickets would question that. Hello, three adult tickets and one turkey, please.
Yeah, have you got your turkey ticket, sir?
This is my little turkey passport.
It's worth mentioning that the station that the train stopped at was called Bulduri, which in Latvian means turkey speech. So they've done their research.
I assume they speak Latvian because they're in Latvia.
Yeah.
They've looked at a station and said, that's got turkey in it, let's go there.
Mm.
I mean, I'm glad they did that. Other options, they could have flown to Turkey. That would have been quite expensive.
Well, I'm starting to think it's not one of the men's birthday. It must have been the turkey's birthday. Because they're doing all this special stuff for the turkey.
I mean, that is a good point.
So if your mates rocked up to your, house in the middle of the night.
So we're going to Latvia.
Kidnapped you and took you, say we're going to go on a train, then we're going to go to a resort, a beachside resort, and we're going to drink vodka.
I mean, all good apart from the kidnapping. Can we just... I will come of my own volition. You don't have to kidnap me. I endorse this.
Okay, right. So turkey napping, does that sound better or worse?
Look, it's not great.
Poultry napping?
Let's just leave taking without consent aside.
The party was over when the police noticed the men with the turkey.
They're brilliant detectives in Latvia. Hang on, those three men have a turkey. We should go ask why.
And that turkey is not from a prepackaged poultry dish.
And that turkey is drunk.
So the party was over. Police then arrested them for burglary and trespassing.
Or birdlery.
The turkey was returned home, later appearing on local news, unharmed but visibly hungover.
Really?
Yeah.
So the turkey must have had some... How do you tell when turkey's hungover? I guess it's just got a kebab.
The gobbles go slower.
It's not gobbling as fast.
That's right, yeah.
It's got a kebab. It's just on the side of the road.
That's right, yeah.
It's looking for a taxi.
It's sitting on the fence line of the enclosure rather than, it's always near a gutter.
You know what? I paid out this zoo at the start of this. If they could offer me the chance of seeing a hungover turkey.
Pretty good, right?
All of a sudden, I'm interested.
Simo and Jordan.
And hey, Simo, yesterday on the show, it came apparent that, both you and I, when we were going through our teenage years, never sat down with our respective parents and had the talk.
I feel sick and nervous about this, Jordan.
I should be clear. I can't speak for you, but
yeah.
We know how it all works.
Yeah, yeah.
We kind of work that out by our own volition. But I kind of feel, I didn't get to tick that thing off in my life.
Yes.
So I was looking for someone authority, because obviously my parents were too embarrassed maybe to have with a teenager. They're not going to want to do it with someone in their mid-20s.
Yeah.
So I was looking for someone else, another authority figure in my life, in our lives, who could, kind of explain
I'm just going to call him, John.
Of where babies hang. Before we get to that.
No, it's ringing.
Okay, well, I should say we have a new GM here at the radio station. We called him yesterday to ask him where babies came from. He didn't pick up the phone.
What are you two jokers on?
He has this morning. Andrew, hello.
What's happening?
Hello. Well, we should say you are live on air, so please don't swear.
Good.
but thank you for joining us. We were just having a chat because,
you used the word we very strongly.
Well, okay, I'll tell you. Well, first of all, congratulations. You are the new GM, so congratulations.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Round of applause.
Yay.
Woo, please don't fire
putting
us.
Putting up with you, Muppets.
Well, it came to my kind of... I kind of realised over the weekend that, when you're going 12, 13, 14 years of age, you sit down with your parents, you have the talk. My parents never did that. I fully understand how it all works. I was just wondering, I feel like I kind of missed out on having, you know, that the talk about, you know, the birds and the bees with someone in my life. So considering you're the GM, you're the boss, you're the authority figure, I was just, you know, wanting to ask you where babies come from.
Well, I'm thinking your mum and dad didn't have the talk with you because they just predicted that they don't want you to reproduce. That's my theory.
it's a good theory. I'm not going to deny. Right. Mm.
But I'm not going to tread on their toes, and I'm not going to go down that path with you, Mr. Jordan.
So does that mean you're going to tell me?
Negative, mate.
No, but I mean, you're the authority. This is your first chance to show leadership. And explain to us.
Is that really?
I'm sure it's what Joe Biden would be doing when he's the first thing he does when he gets into the White House is going, now this is how it all happened. Are you sure? I mean, I'd love to, you know.
I reckon we're done here, Jordan.
some things are outside my contract, mate.
And also, Dunks, did you get Jordan's leave form that he put in the other day?
I
filed that appropriately.
Good, filed that in the bin.
By the shredder.
Good.
You know how, Simo, you know how we said we're done here just before? Did you mean in this talk break, or just should we be looking for other jobs?
I think I'm okay. I think the reason you might have torn up the leave form is maybe because you won't have any leave to take because you'll just be on it permanently.
Dougs, if you do sack me, I'm going to call you every day and ask how babies are made.
The threat. Dougs, thank you very much for joining us.
Hey, boys.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And if you've just joined us, you did just ask our general manager where babies come from.
I feel that's going to need some explaining.
Well, you just did. I mean, that's a fact.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've got a new boss, a new general manager, and I thought, you know, what a great way to welcome him to the team here.
Interesting thought.
Than to ask him about the birds and the bees.
I wasn't helpful at all.
Yeah.
To be honest. I just let you go.
I know.
But I'll enable you, always.
Okay. And you'll enable me to make a fool out of myself to the new boss.
And so, now brings us to a story about a baby that is a record holder.
Okay.
It was born on the 2nd of December.
Right.
And its name is Molly Gibson, and believed to be a world record holder as the oldest known baby.
Oh, okay.
Yes, because she's the oldest known baby because she was originally an egg in 1992.
Nuts. Okay, that's going to need some explaining.
Yeah. So frozen embryo, frozen in 1992, has been used some 27 years later.
So does that mean so this baby is 27, even though
Molly, yeah.
She has just been born. She's 27?
Birth certificate's a headache.
Imagine I go to the pub, it's like, no, look, I can drive, I can do everything.
Skip uni, straight into the workforce.
Yeah. So how and why did this all come about?
Well, we just asked the GM. I'm not going to ring him again.
No, I didn't suggest that we're going to ring our boss again.
Yeah.
But more specifically, why did they use the egg from 27 years ago?
Just cause I think they're a fan.
I don't know the answer, but I'm assuming that's 100% not.
What do you mean?
Why did these scientists use it from 27 years ago? Oh, just, you know, cause they were bored.
Well, I think it's
the scientific community isn't busy at the moment, you know, trying to come up with a vaccine.
You know, it's
so, you know, it's fine.
It's got to be a match and all of that kind of bizzo, you know. 1992 though.
Yeah.
This thing was frozen and now Molly rocks up and she's older than you effectively. She was an egg before you were even thought of.
Yeah.
How insane.
I know. Should we call the boss about it?
No, definitely not.
You're banning. No. You're kind of putting a ban on me from making phone calls now.
Yeah, phenomenal. So through conditions of the dad, they weren't able to conceive naturally in the way that we have yet to figure out.
It happens.
Yeah. And so now... Neither of them, by the way, Molly's mum and dad aren't genetically, have no relation.
Okay.
Because effectively the mum was 15 when Molly was an egg.
Okay, this is getting even more confusing.
So the mum in 1992 was 15 years old.
No, I got that.
Right? And then use that egg 27 years later.
This is the end.
I got that, but,
but
again,
only of today's podcast.
How is that?
And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him. Shut up.
To have a baby.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
After discussing where babies come from, sometimes they come from 27 years ago. Just sometimes.
God, imagine that, like every single time this Molly is at a party or something in the future. Well, I'm actually 46, not 18, so ha.
Yeah, awkward actually, like 21st, she's already missed that.
Oh, yeah, she's missed all the major milestones.
She's missed the 18th.
She's missed the 12-year-old, you know, the 12, 13, 14 stage where you ask about the birds and the bees. She'll have to get a job in radio and call her boss live on air one day to find out.
Simo and Jordan.